Okay, so this is my first and very likely last experiment in video blogging. I don't think that video blogging is as literate of a way to communicate with other people as, say, more traditional blogging, just because it can't be edited as much, people can't put as much refinement into the way that they phrase things just because it's so hard to splice together video. I mean, theoretically you could do it. You just end up with having things look pretty choppy and unprofessional, whereas with books or with other types of written word, you can pretty much you can cut them smoothly without too much effort, and it looks pretty, well, I don't know if professional is the right word, but it looks like it can look as good as a book does, which is kind of the point, at least for a lot of the blogging that people do. One of the other issues with video is that you can't as easily embed other types of information into it. Let's say we're going over the news like I often do with, or at least the news that I find interesting like I often do with my regular blog. It's kind of useful to be able to provide links to things just because oftentimes when people offer their own interpretation of news, they end up adding a spin to it, and in general, I know when I'm doing that and when I'm not, and hopefully you do as well as my readers, and I guess in this case viewers, which probably the same people, mostly. But with video, I can't point you to original sources, which I can do with the actual text blog, and you can just click, go read the link. And sometimes I intentionally find a news source that presents a moderately different viewpoint than my own. And that, it helps build a certain amount of trust, both in terms that I'm not making stuff up, and build a certain amount of rapport between what you read. I guess rapport might be the wrong word. It builds a certain kind of tradition as to how you're going to be reading things on my blog or anyone else's blog when they talk about the news. And, I mean, I guess in real life, people often have to use, they have to use things like business cards or saying, I'll email you later, stuff like that, whenever they're having an argument, talking about areas where facts are important. That's not really that possible with video blogs, at least as of the moment. I mean, if we did have the ability to richly annotate video, then that might be one thing, just because if, for example, along with the video, which has audio built in, since those two streams of media are kind of wed in traditional video, you'd also have text. People could drop in, like, hey, here's a link, stuff like that. If you had all that type of information in how video blogs often worked, then I think that it would be a suitable substitute when it comes to really literate ways of connecting people to each other. But instead, because we're not really there yet, I mean, technologically these aren't difficult problems, but nobody's bothered to solve them. And because we're not there yet, it means that all the people who are jumping on the bandwagon early, like, say, the people using YouTube to have all these debates, stuff like that, they're kind of... I mean, video blogging, it's a lot easier than normal blogging if you're good at stream-of-consciousness-type conversation. And maybe we all have a certain amount of that just because it's the way people normally relate to each other. But you lose out on this opportunity for structure. So the people who are doing more traditional text-based blogging, it's in a sense harder because you have to be able to build that kind of structure. And I suspect people who are particularly good at phrasing their ideas in English probably would really take to text-based blogging, and it also serves as practice for that. But until video blogging has suitable annotation, the people who aren't the people who are jumping on that bandwagon early are losing out on something. And they're losing out actually on a lot of things which they might not realize, because with text blogs, because everything is easily spiderable, if people do a search for public discourse on a certain topic, they'll find your blog entry, provided, of course, that you're using a search engine that doesn't filter out blogs, because blogs being fairly different from a lot of the other content on the web, and in a sense being a lot more unpolished, unreliable sources of information, or at least potentially unreliable, a lot of search engines have decided to filter blogs out entirely to the best of their ability, although this isn't always easy, because although some sites like WordPress might say, hey, I'm a blog, somewhere in the headers, and with LiveJournal and a few of the other highly centralized blog sites, you can just go by host name and figure out, hey, these are blogs. If I'm not interested, I'll filter it out. It isn't 100% reliable, of course, but then again, there are also search engines that focus entirely on blogs, but they're not able to index your content if you do video blogging. There's a certain difference of information depth that's involved in video that has yet to be conquered. Natural language parsing isn't there yet. Speech recognition isn't there yet. And despite a lot of efforts that some people are putting into these tasks to either extract text or in something that's much more difficult, actually extracting meaning, these types of information, they're basically worthless except as chunks of kind of binary data that you really need a human to get anything out of. Whereas with a text blog, you can at least look for phrases. Sometimes you end up having topics. I don't actually understand why annotation hasn't become a bigger topic than it is, and that, just like with so many pieces of technology, so many changes that should come from technology, we're ready for it. There's nothing technically sophisticated involved in allowing us to annotate temporal information in a meaningful way. You could conceivably, like, impose some type of a PowerPoint-esque structure, something like that, onto the video, or you could just, as the video goes, you could have another pane that you that you're moving through, that later on during editing of the video you can stick stuff into. And I guess with newscasts, often these problems have already been partly solved when it comes to interface. Why don't we have this in normal editing video software? And as a matter of fact, why is it that annotation in general isn't more common for all types of media that computers deal with? I mean, it's possible that these have something to do with control, in the sense that some time ago, the Mosaic web browser, which was probably the first widely used web browser on the net, it actually had the ability to annotate web pages, and any of a user's annotations would go to a central server. I don't remember if that allowed you to share your annotations with other people or not. But unfortunately, it's a feature that wasn't carried forward when people started moving from Mosaic to Netscape. And this is a real loss. I suspect that maybe nobody wanted to run the central server because presumably bandwidth costs would be high. Maybe there's concerns about copyright. Maybe there was even pressure just from a number of the sites that were starting to put commercial content on the web. They might not have wanted their content annotated by random users. I mean, there's a number of potential reasons for that, for the lack of annotation for web content, but in the end, it's highly unfortunate that technology went the way it did, and hopefully at some point in the future we'll have annotation back. And if we had a tradition of it, then presumably with video blogging, people would have started to realize, hey, this is a good idea. We're going to need this both within a given content stream and to supplement content streams, and it would be there already. But it seems like it isn't. Although it may be that I'm just ignorant of some of the sites out there, but I do my best to try and keep up with the world in general, and especially the impact of technology on it. And at least I can say that I haven't heard of any widespread efforts towards annotation, except possibly there are some companies that attempt to allow for more real-time annotation, like hooking up chats to websites. And a few other types of media. They're not exactly what I'd like to see, but they're a step in the right direction. There's a piece of software called BabbleDog, for example, that aims to do that. I guess really I'd like to see more of something where people can share their annotations with each other, and it just appears maybe even in a Grease Monkey-esque way. Right in line with the content of the site. Sort of like if any of you have used Netscape Gold or any of the older web clients that had a built-in editor. If you went to a site and clicked edit, it would basically grab the HTML and everything else necessary, and it would open up the website and let you make edits and change directly what you saw in the browser. I mean, of course, you couldn't save it unless you actually had the credentials to send this back to the server somehow. But that kind of interface probably would be about right, except with better support for allowing multiple people to annotate the same document and to easily toggle on and off different people's various annotations. But yeah, I guess that's kind of the state of video blogging. I don't particularly, might be kind of implied by the way I've been phrasing things, I don't particularly like the media just because of this lack of richness and structure and the lack of editability, or at least easy editability. Although, to an extent, the lack of editability is partly due to my not having nice video editing tools. These things need to be more common. They need to be pretty much as common as word processors if we're not going to lose some functionality if video blogging starts to become popular. So I guess that's pretty much it with my brief foray into video blogging. I guess good evening all, and take care.